healthy alternatives. Both research and real-life experiences are making it clear every day that our traditional medical system and practices need to be rethought, revised, and recharged in light of a more holistic approach to health. Dr. Jerry V. Teplitz, host of Healthy Alternatives, has been a pioneer for 36 years in stress management and optimum health. With a Ph.D. in holistic health sciences, a law degree, and as the author of 8 books, all focused on health, stress management, and performance, Dr. Teplitz is uniquely qualified to help us explore and incorporate healthy alternatives into our daily lives. He is a professional speaker and has shared his wisdom with over 1 million people. Join him to reach your highest level of health and wellness. Now, here's Dr. Teplitz.
Welcome to Healthy Alternatives. This is Dr. Jerry Teplitz, and you're listening to WebTalkRadio.net. What Healthy Alternatives is about is most of us really want to reach optimum levels of health and wellness. You want to feel better, live longer, and enjoy life more, and that's what I attempt to bring you with each of the shows. Now, my guest that I'm going to be talking to a little bit later today is Catherine Darity. Catherine became ill with flu-like symptoms back in 1995. She actually wound up dying for 7 minutes. She had a near-death experience, but she was brought back to life. And this resulted in a spiritual awakening and a complete transformation of her life. After effects included visions, prophecy, channeled messages, downloads. She could smell the fragrance of roses. She's become a psychic, a healer, an herbalist, and she has a website called The Natural Sage, SAGE.com, and we're going to be talking to her about her experience and then her moving into herbs that were transmitted to her. Every week, I also like to begin the show by talking about an issue or concern you should know about because it can really have an impact on you and your life. What I'd like to talk to you about this week is a new study that shows that unemployment can lead to early deaths, especially in men. And as you know, the unemployment rate is way up. It's over 9%, and that's just people who are still looking for jobs. It's even much higher when you add in people who've given up the effort. This was published in the journal Social Science and Medicine. And what investigators did is they analyzed 40 years of data from 20 million people in 15 countries. And they found that being unemployed increased a person's risk of premature death by 63%, and that the quality of each of those nations' healthcare systems did not affect this level. They found that the unemployment rate in terms of premature deaths tied together was much higher for men. It was 78% versus 37% for women. And it was even higher for people who were younger than 50. So getting laid off from a job is more stressful for men than for women. Probably because a man interprets himself still as the breadwinner, especially in a lot of the countries that were examined. And the family will be poorer. They'll be suffering in a variety of ways. It might lead to the man increasing smoking, drinking, eating, reducing down the taking advantage of health nutrition, healthcare services. And they also found that pre-existing health conditions actually had no effect on this rate. So unemployment connected with death was what they call a causal one. So what we're looking at is a high rate of unemployment that's going to be having on our society, the longer it goes on, a greater impact on men's lives. So the notion of getting people back to work, especially men, becomes even more important now. I suggest you write your congressman, since most congressmen have not created jobs in a long time, for anybody just about, and tell him to get cracking. It's a life and death situation. If you want to know more about me, Dr. Jerry Teplitz, you can click on the globe on this page, or you can go to teplitz.com, and you can follow me on Twitter and Facebook. I do a monthly e-newsletter, health, nutrition, wellness oriented, has different information from what I give you on the shows each week. You can subscribe to that by going to teplitz.com. You'll see the About button and the Home and About button. You can click right there, and then you'll be able to sign up. Every week, I also like to talk to you about a healthy breakthrough. It's the latest information about healthy alternatives you can use for yourself, your family, and loved ones. What I want to talk to you about today is research that was published in the Journal of Nutrition, Health, and Aging that found that for depressed elderly women, if they take daily omega-3 supplements, it seems to reduce the occurrence of symptoms of depression. And in this study, the amount of the omega-3s they were taking was 2.5 grams to create this reduction. The researchers in the study were from the University of Pavia, and what they also reported that by taking omega-3 supplements, that it actually improved the quality of these elderly women's lives, so that it was giving them more satisfaction in their life, in the feelings of well-being, feeling better about themselves. And what they did in the study, they looked at 46 depressed senior women at a nursing home. It was a randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled study. Some of the women got the omega-3s, some got a placebo, and the study was for 2 months. And as I said, there was a significant reduction in depression scores on the scale that they used called Geriatric Depression Scale, and that there was actually an increase of omega-3 fatty acids in the membranes of the women's red blood cells. Their physical and their mental scores also improved as well. And best of all, there were no real side effects observed in the group take the omega-3s. A couple of other studies that confirmed this. One was in the Journal of Affective Disorders. Researchers from Norway reported that regular long-term intake of omega-3 fatty acid-rich cod liver oil can protect people from symptoms of depression. And another study published in Australian and New Zealand Journal of Psychiatry found that depression ratings were cut by 50% following 1 gram supplements of EPA, which is one of the ingredients that make up omega-3s. So you want to look at taking at least 2.5 grams of omega-3 during the day, and if you're moving into the elderly range, you've really got to make sure to do that. Before I bring on my guest, Catherine Dougherty, I'd like to pause for this message.
Every one of us is under stress from work, family, the economy, layoffs, the inability to retire. These are the realities today. Even if you're doing okay, we all have friends and relatives experiencing hard times. Hey, just watching the news can make you nervous. Make no mistake, there's nothing benign about stress. It can lead to high blood pressure, digestive problems, difficulty concentrating, and increased risk of disease. That's why Dr. Jerry Teplitz wrote the book Managing Your Stress in Difficult Times, Succeeding in Times of Change. He presents easy, effective techniques to reduce stress, eliminate pain, relieve insomnia, and gain an overall sense of well-being. Managing Your Stress is fully illustrated and provides hands-on, proven methods you can use immediately. Dr. Teplitz knows how to cut to the chase. He begins working with you from the very first page of Managing Your Stress in Difficult Times, Succeeding in Times of Change. Click on the cover that you see on the WebTalkRadio.net page in front of you and buy it now. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee, and it will change your life.
My guest today is Catherine Dougherty. Catherine, in 1995, became ill with flu-like symptoms after the Christmas holidays. December 30th, her situation actually worsened, became critical. She had pain in her chest getting worse and worse, and she actually
died and had a 7-minute near-death experience that for her resulted in a spiritual awakening and complete transformation. From that experience, she's started to do visions and prophecies, channeled message, downloads, and even smells the fragrance of roses. Since that time, she's become a psychic, a healer, herbalist, a spiritual mentor, and we're going to talk a little bit more about it. She's also known as the Sage Lady. So, Catherine, welcome to Healthy Alternatives.
Thank you, Jerry, for inviting me.
So you've got quite a background there in terms of near-death experiences and things like that. For listeners who aren't aware of that, that's where somebody dies and some time period they are revived, come back into their body, and have this experience. So tell us about your background first.
Okay. I started out in sales and marketing for a number of years. So my background has been, you know, very active, very busy, and very in the mainstream. I had absolutely no experience whatsoever with metaphysics or spiritual or any of that other than going with girlfriends to go get a reading or something like that. So it was quite a challenge to have had a near death and to be so transformed from a normal mainstream person to a person that's so metaphysical and spiritual, just because that's such a huge adjustment, I assume.
So why don't you talk a little bit more about your near-death experience? What happened? What was it like?
Well, it was very different. I had been sick for a couple of weeks with the flu, and one night I just could barely move out of my bed. It felt like I had an elephant standing on my chest, and I just kind of gave up a little bit. I said my prayers, and the next thing I know, I was drifting through this mist that was like a fog. And there, after a fashion, I wasn't feeling any of that elephant on my chest. And I managed to meet with my friends who have passed and my family that have passed. And it was quite a loving experience, certainly nothing like I had anticipated, because I thought perhaps I was just going to die. So that was quite something.
Kind of into the void.
Yes, very much into the void. No control over it. So you're not thinking anymore. You're just in the process. You're not feeling. It's just nothing like anything anyone has really experienced other than other near-deathers, because it's just a huge experience, like love, but not the emotion of love. So it's very, and the light is very, very bright. You know, as you go through the fog and the mist, and you go to meet with your family and friends, and you have what PMH Atwater talks about, life review, the light is very, very bright when you are there with them. It's quite an experience.
So when you have a life review, are you going, oh, shoot?
Yeah, something like that. But no, in this experience, I was actually meeting and greeting some of my family and people that I know who have passed, and even ancestors that I didn't know that knew me. It was quite a great experience. And I met with a friend of mine who was my best friend for a number of years, and he was the person who introduced me to everyone, and he was sort of the mediator. So it was very ethereal, but not dreamlike and not scary, very uplifting. Quite a good experience, actually.
Now, how long did it feel like all that took? Because your near-death experience was 7 minutes in terms of our clock time.
Right. You know, it felt like it was hours. I felt like I was having quite a celebration with my family and my friends. The walk alone, going through this passage of very cloaked in this mist, this fog-like thing, felt like it took forever. And by the time I stepped away from that and the fog cleared, it was like opening I don't know, a date or opening a, you know, like on stage where they part the curtains. And there stood my best friend, and then he stepped aside, and there were my family and friends and relatives who had passed years before. So it was quite something. It felt like hours and hours.
So it's kind of like through door number one, you'll get your relatives here.
Pretty much, because it's quite a surprise. You just because you're not anticipating anything. All you're praying for when you are at that point of death is relief. You're not really asking for anything further than that. So imagine your surprise when you are going through this process. I was pretty excited over the fact that I wasn't having pain, let alone having the experience that I went through. So it was great. It was very, very amazing.
What happened when you came back to your physical body that had an elephant residing on it?
Right. Well, when I came back, it didn't feel so bad, but I still had a lot of pressure on my chest. But there was something going on at the time when I came back. I had a little Jack Russell Terrier at the time, and she was jumping up and down on the bottom of the bed, barking her little head off. And I looked around in my room, and that same brilliance of the same light that I had experienced in the near death was now in my room. And it was so brilliant that my son, who lived in his room down the hall, came running to my room, it's like 12 midnight, and throws open the door and says, "What's going on here?" And, you know, he's looking around in the room and watching the dog bouncing up and down on the bed. He asked me what I was doing. I said, "Nothing." He looked for turning off the lights, and there were lamps in the room, and there's an overhead light as well, but nothing was on.
What was his freak out state?
Well, that was probably that crucial point, okay, right there, because he's looking for the facts, because that's how we've been most of our lives together to that point. So when he went to the door and closed it in my bedroom, the source of the light was right by the door. It was the most brilliant there, and it just expanded throughout the room. I had a very wide window that the light was pouring outside, and, you know, I'm assuming that the neighbors probably thought we had some wild party going on in the house or something because of all that light, but it was extraordinary, and my dog kept barking at that corner by the door. So it took us a while to adjust to that, because it was there. That light was there until all the way into the wee hours of the morning. I drifted off to sleep with it still there.
Oh, cool. Now, you talk about getting downloads since you've had your near-death experience. What is a download? What do you mean by that?
Well, a download is like a whole lot of information at one time. And for me, it came to me as not exactly in a dream state, but when you follow the dream state, and you right are at the wake-up place in the morning, that's the most valued place to gather your dreams, collect them, and write them down. Well, for probably about 2.5 years, I had quote-unquote downloads of information from spirit, and I would jot them down. And the first downloads were getting used to doing dreams. Secondly was formulas for herbs. And these formulas were totally foreign. And I just wrote them down. I thought, how strange. My friends and I couldn't figure it out. But after a fashion, you know, once I started making one, then the next one came, and it just followed for a couple of years. It was very extraordinary. And
those, so Catherine, so you were awake when these downloads were happening?
I was at an awakening place. You know, you're right at the very edge of sleep, and it's not a dream because you're not trying to capture the dream. It's kind of like when you wake up in the morning and you have the feeling like you're wanting to do a laundry list of the things that you do before you check your planner to see what's going on, and you alert your mind to those facts so that you can set yourself in motion. And that's what it felt like. And it was very urgent. It went on for so long. And following all of those formulas and dreams, I got different types of work and just an amazing process has been going on since then, and it has not stopped.
Well, before we continue this amazing process, I'd like to remind you, you're listening to Healthier Alternatives with Dr. Jerry Teplitz on webtalkradio.net, and we'll be back with my guest, Catherine Darity, in just a moment.
Anyone who has migraines knows that they are almost totally debilitating and hard, if not impossible, to treat. Or should we say they were impossible to treat? Dr. Jerry Teplitz's DVD, Instant Headache and Migraine Relief, delivers on its promise with a 5-minute migraine cure and a 90-second headache treatment. Learn this natural way to get rid of your migraine with the 2,000-year-old Japanese technique of Shiatsu, a pressure point method that's simple and immediately effective. The Instant Headache and Migraine Relief DVD also features bonus techniques for treating sore throats, stiff necks, and shoulder pain. No pills, no herbs, no waiting, just relief. Jack Canfield, co-author of the Chicken Soup for the Soul series, learned these techniques from Dr. Teplitz and says, these techniques are so practical, so powerful, so simple. They've done it for me and my family. They can do it for you too. Click on the DVD cover on the page in front of you for more information. Instant Headache and Migraine Relief comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. There's no reason to wait. Click on it now.
So I'm talking today to Catherine Darity. Catherine became ill in 1995 with flu-like symptoms. She actually died and had a near-death experience that lasted 7 minutes. And that resulted in a spiritual awakening for her and a complete transformation of her life. She now has visions, prophecies, channel messages, downloads that she talked about, information in our last section, and she even smells the fragrance of roses. She's become a psychic, a healer, herbalist, a spiritual mentor, and she's known as the Sage Lady. And she's got a website called The Natural Sage, and Sage is SAGE.com. So, Catherine, can you talk more about your herbal formulas? What are they for? What are some of the best ones that you think that you've got?
Okay. Most of the herbal formulas are for the endocrine system. There are a couple of formulas that are for the central nervous system, but for the most part, it goes for the endocrine system because the spirit, in its wisdom, has an understanding that we're all evolving and reaching a higher place, which we all know by the advent of 2012. And so our endocrine system is very focused on our chakras, and our chakras are very focused on the evolution and ascension of our spiritual bodies. So the herbal formulas that are very useful are the ones that take care of your immunity and also vibrate your body a little bit better. And so probably the best formula I have is called the Defender. I had a very good opportunity a couple of years ago with H1N1 to prove that to a number of people. And we even did a test to verify how it would work versus, some allopathic methods. And I was very successful with H1N1. So the Defender is a very useful product. It kills without making claims. It has an effect on bacteria, virus, influenza, things like that, even a kidney infection. It's very helpful. Another formula is the Flu Defender, which is very useful as well. You take them with the regular Defender when you feel the symptoms of the flu coming on, and you can counteract it pretty quickly. So those are the two.
How many different formulas do you have?
All total, probably about 100. I'm offering about 60 on the website, and there are some premium ones that you can purchase. The other ones are you can receive two complimentary with medical intuitive assessment, which is very helpful for a lot of people because cost is so prohibitive these days for a lot of products. So they're very, very useful formulas. And if you took all 100, you would find that they synergize well with each other, and you would have very few contraindications, if any.
There's so I gather you're called the Sage Lady because you've got a lot of products that have sage in them.
That's really funny. No, actually, I don't even use sage. Sage is very hard on the physiology. People call me the Sage Lady maybe because it's easier to say than the natural sage, but they also call me the sage lady because I do lots of interpretive readings, from reading photographs to ghost hunting to, you know, just readings online and on different hotlines and things like that. So that's why they call me the sage lady, I guess.
Great. Now, how would you say your near-death experience changed your life?
Oh, my gosh. I did a complete change within a period of 10 years. I tried my darndest to revive my former life in sales and marketing, and that was next to impossible. The harder I try, the more it seemed to be resistance. And of course, when you're in the process of resistance, you're not aware you're in the process of resistance. You're just stuck. And so I tried being stuck for a long time, and that didn't work. So I let go and started allowing the process of spirit intervening in my life and giving me different things to do while I was recovering. I learned how to do dream analysis. And so I did dream analysis for my friends and started to make a little money. And then I think the longest and the hardest route to take for me was adapting to the fact that I'm a healer. People have had spontaneous healings, and, you know, I have some very wonderful testimonies. But it was very challenging for me to wrap my head around the fact that me, Catherine, a regular person, has that effect. And now I teach people that everybody could have that effect if they awaken that within themselves.
Great. Now, do you also have what people would label spiritual communications with folks on the other side since you've had your near-death experience?
Yes and no. One of the
That's nice and clear.
How about I'm riding the line on that one. Okay. And mostly because when I work with people, there are sometimes visitors and I can talk about them, and sometimes I'll see something in a meditation. Like last night I saw something in a meditation, and I'll mention it to the group in case it's some message that's coming forward to them. For the most part, I don't do that as a living, and that's why I say no. And second, when there is when I have a series of clients in a day, that morning I might have a dream and there might be a message coming from one of their ancestors. And so each client, unfortunately, I'll have to mention it to them to say, is this your person? And describe that person and then send the message to them, because that's how it comes to me. I'm not like a medium where, you know, like spiritualists where they can just, you know, work on a crowd and talk to all the ancestors or the people who have passed. Right there next to them. It doesn't come to me the same way.
So you get very specific message delivery from one side to the other.
Right. It's like a personal internet system.
Right. Cool. Yeah. And your mouth is the internet.
Apparently.
So yeah. You've had visions, I understand, and can you share with our listeners what kind of visions come to you and how do they wind up affecting your life?
Okay. Besides the apparition that I had that same night from the near death, something different happened in the walkway going to my townhouse. And this, remember, it's wintertime, and the walkway is just low shrub juniper on the ground. Well, for a few weeks following my near death, when people would walk that walkway, they could smell the aroma, the fragrance of roses. I had no explanation for that. And that is kind of interesting. The other is...
Sorry, so hold on. So everybody else was
smelled roses. Oh, yeah. Okay. Everyone was smelling roses. I had a client a few years later that she's getting a healing on my massage table, and she comes back after the healing and she says, "Catherine, I saw this woman. She was in this long gown and all I could smell was roses." Now, this woman was a new client. She didn't know anything about my story. She didn't, and, you know, the fragrance of roses is not on my website or anything. And so, you know, there's a kind of a continuity in that connection with people that are awakening, because they come to that connection to understand something about me or understand something about the process. So it is very interesting.
So I think it's time to rename you the Rose Lady instead of the Sage Lady, because it has a closer context.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah. Now, you also became got involved with doing what you call medical intuitive work. Would you tell the listeners what that is?
Okay. Well, a medical intuitive is someone who has a very keen sense of observation, where they can kind of look at the body in terms of energies and see how the energies are working within a person's body in terms of this is going well and this is going sluggish and this isn't going, or there's sometimes I will see higher places or less dense opportunities, and every person is different. Sometimes I'll see colored areas, or I'll recognize heat, and I could be way across the room from the person and know that, you know, that represents inflammation and things like that. So through the years, Spirit guided me and taught me how to medical intuit people. And now I teach that to people as well, because that's a very useful tool for just about anybody, so that they can observe themselves and their family and things like that. It's become very, very useful in terms of giving people acknowledgement for, say, a diagnosis for something, because then I can look at their energy and say, well, there is a little something going on in your abdomen, in particular in this area. And so that gives them a little bit more of a consciousness when they're going to the doctor. So it's kind of helpful. I don't prescribe, and I certainly don't work with the medical systems or anything like that. It's nothing like that.
Great. So for those of you who would like to explore more about what Catherine has available, you can go to her website called The Natural Sage, and Sage again is SAGE.com, and learn more about what the herbs Catherine has available. And do you have other information on, like, the classes you do and things like that on the site, Catherine?
Right, yes, because I'm currently offering some shaman rites called the Moonai Key, and so they can go to the schedule page, or just the menu on the site is very self-explanatory.
Terrific. Catherine, thanks for being a guest today on Healthy Alternatives.
Thank you, Jerry. I appreciate it.
My guest next week is going to be Tom Wright. He's a former presidential aide. He's the author of the book, The Steel Shaman. He's moved into being a holistic healing professional, and he's really dedicated to enhancing his clients' health. He's been interviewed on Newsweek, AOL America Online, Essence. He's been on the cover of Sedona. And he has been invited to speak 3 years in a row to the International Amazonian Shamanism Conference. So we're going to be looking at the work Tom does. We're going to be looking at shamanism and how it interplays in your life. You're not going to want to miss this one. I want to let you know about a new section I'm creating on the website called Dr. Teplitz Recommends. And the very first one you're going to see in there is Dr. William Habelitz. So you can go to my webtalkradio.net page and you'll see Dr. Teplitz Recommends. Click there and find out about Dr. Habelitz.
Thank you for being with us today for Healthy Alternatives. For more information about Dr. Teplitz and his availability for speaking engagements, please click on the globe on the webtalkradio.net page in front of you, or go to teplitz.com. You may also follow him on Facebook and Twitter by using the icons on the page. To find out more about his books, please click on any of the book covers you see. Eat well, rest well, take a breath, get some exercise, and we'll see you again right here next week for another edition of Healthy Alternatives.